Well, so Mark, it's been a fantastic year so far in the 800 and occasionally other distances.
Yeah, it's a nice experiment this year over the 400 metres, totally different event, and it's just a different stimulation, isn't it? It's great to get out there and I suppose know that I've got that speed reserve. 46.5 is where I need to be. Adam Kitschat, the Polish guy who's ranked ahead of me in the Europeans, he can run that and I need to run it. So, you know, I've got a lot of confidence going in there now, knowing that I've got that speed coming down to the last lap.
An impressive amount of successive victories as well this year, which helps a lot.
It does indeed, because, you know, whenever you can beat these guys once, you can beat them again. It's a bit like when I was younger, there was a guy I could never beat, and suddenly I beat him, and then it just became a ritual. I'd beat him every time I went out to race him. So, you know, once you can get past that mental challenge, you know, of thinking that maybe you can't beat them, and now knowing that you can, it's a big step. And I'll go out there confident that I can challenge any of those guys if I make that final.
I mean, you've had a succession of great victories, but also, I mean, international level, the European team championships went spectacularly for everybody pretty much on the track.
It did, yeah. We were the second team, I think, for men's on the track, and I think we won. Was it, we were first, yeah?
Best team.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's fantastic, like, and we won, didn't we, every event from 400 up to 15, so it's really strong in Ireland over middle distance at the minute. You got Paul, you've got Kieran, you've got John in 1500, and then obviously myself and Declan over 800 metres, and you've got the other juniors coming up over 800 too, running 147s and 148s, and you know, in a few years' time, it might not just be two qualifying for the 800. You might have a time trial like the 15 for the 800. So it's looking strong at the minute, and hopefully it just continues. You know, it's great, and it really drives all of us on whenever everyone's running well, because none of us wants to be running the 147s or 148s anymore. We want to be running quicker.
I mean, the aim is obviously, as far as possible, the final, and after that.
Yeah, after that, you know, the cliche says anything possible, like, and it really is, though, because 800 metres is just that event where different races suit different people. Like, it could go out in 56 seconds for the first lap, which is really pedestrian, or it could go out in 51 seconds, which would suit the guys that have been on the circuit in Europe doing time trials. So, you know, either way, I'll be happy, and, you know, I just want to make sure I'm in contention on that last lap.
I mean, you showed great potential in Barcelona a couple of years ago at the World Juniors. I think you were fifth overall, and the first four ahead of you. Nigel Amos won it, and he ended up winning a silver, and you weren't that far behind him. Yeah, an Olympic silver.
Not talk that year, because the two guys went on to medal at the Olympics, all right. And then the guy who came fourth, Wesley Vasquez, he went on to the Olympics as well. So for me, it was a little disappointing I didn't get to go and experience it, because maybe things would have worked out differently last year then for me in Moscow for the World Champs, because I would have had a bit more experience. But now I have the experience this year. I've raced the World Indoors this year as well, so I'll go in there very confident on my race plan.
Does the World Indoors in Sopot stand to you a little bit? I mean, all five Irish were knocked out in the first round, but does it help with that extra little bit of experience, albeit indoors?
Oh, it does, because at a senior level, you don't get away with anything at all. Like, you make the wrong move once, and you do it for a second or two, and you're gone. Like, that's it. It's so different. At a junior level, like, you can mess about for 2 to 3 seconds in a race and still come through qualifying for the rounds. Like, but different ball game now. Everyone's kind of more or less at the same level, and it's just about getting things right in the day.
There's been a coaching change for you lately as well, hasn't there? A little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, so at the minute, I'm just looking for a coach. Haven't made a decision yet, and I won't rush into it, because I want to make sure it's the right decision for me. It's a big decision, and it'll be a long-term approach. Whatever coach I decide to go for, he'll need to learn the athlete that I am, and that's only going to work over a longer period of time, I think.
And Zurich, the sky's the limit, potentially?
Hopefully. Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting event, and there's a lot of medal chances there, and I think if we can make the finals, that's the first aim for all of us.
Yeah, it's no big thing, somebody changed the coach, but what was your thinking behind it, Mark, anyway?
I mean, listen, she brought me very far. I went to the World Juniors and she was my coach there, and, you know, she's put a lot of voluntary work into the sport, and I have to thank her for her, you know, commitment to me and to all the other guys back in Letterkenny that I used to train with. But I just feel to get to that next level, I need to change things up, and just to, I don't know, you know, there's a next step needed to get from 144 to 143, so I just want to go out and experiment now and see what things can bring me.
So what do you do without a coach when you're coming into a major championship like this, and are you at any slight disadvantage at all?
Not really. I mean, the work is done at this stage, isn't it? It's just about maintaining it. Like, the main work was done there throughout the winter and coming up through May, June and July. Like, that was the big work. And so, yeah, as I say, just to maintain it. And, you know, I've got people that I can talk to about my sessions, and that can kind of act as a certain mirror for me at this stage. you know, I talked to my dad, talked to my agent, Nick Bedeau as well, and you know, I got family and friends there who can sometimes give you feedback and time a few reps. So, you know, it's funny actually, Declan Murray, the 800 meter guy, he was staying with me this week, and we went up and we went to Santry together and both did a session up there. So, you know, it's good to have the company at this time of the year. And I think now for me, it's just about staying focused, staying healthy, staying injury free before Zurich. And you know, as I said, the work is done, so I'm not worried about the coaching situation.
Well, you know, just looking back over your times the last 4 or 5 years, and you know, there's been just a real consistent shaving off of seconds over the years. That must give you a real confidence as well, that you know you can get better if you put the work in every year.
Yes, big time. And if you look at the other guys that have come up through the ranks that had similar progression, like Pierre Ambrose Bosley, the French guy, had similar progression to me, knocking about 2 seconds off his PB every year, and he ran on to run 1:42 this year. So in terms of running fast times, gives you great confidence. But then, you know, championships are a different ball game altogether, aren't they? Because it's not a time trial, never is, unless you know you got a Julian Solomon leading out the race or a David Rudisha. So it's a different ball game, but you know, it gives you great confidence. And I said the two aims this year for me were to break the Irish record and to go out and make this final. So for the former aim, it gives me great confidence indeed.
Just to ask you then as well, because look, you're obviously confident getting to the final. How do you approach a heat then when you're in that frame of mind?
You just got to make sure you're like top three will qualify from the first round. Then it'll be the top two from the semis. So I'm fairly confident I can get through the heats, you know, without expending too much energy. But I'm going to treat the semi-finals like a final, you know. And I really believe I need to, because you know, you could be drawn in the semi-final with the top two European. You know, you just don't know how it's going to pan out, and so you don't want to be relying on getting through as a fastest loser, because it's a bit of a lottery then. You don't know whether you're going to get through or not. So I just got to make sure that, you know, when it comes around that final bend, that I'm gunning for glory, you know.